Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cooking in Real Time podcast. My name is Zora O'Neill, and as I promised you last week with the video about omelets, I'm just going to show you how to make a quick omelet as part of a very quick weeknight dinner. I know from experience this is a fabulous dinner. Back in the years when I was single and broke, and they were excellent years, I ate an omelet for dinner at least once a week, and omelets are fantastic because, yeah, they're very quick. They're a great way to use up whatever strange stuff you have in your fridge. You shouldn't really be running out to buy special ingredients for omelets. This one I'm making today, don't feel like you have to rush out and get all of the exact same stuff. Just look around in your fridge and see what you might have, or think to the end of the week and think about what you might have left over. The first thing I'm going to get going is the filling, and that I happen to have some asparagus because it's spring. I have some mushrooms, and I'm going to grab some shallots because I still have shallots left over from my big pad thai extravaganza. I'm going to chop those up very first. They're a little finicky. You obviously don't have to have shallots. Any kind of little oniony thing. Maybe for a single serving omelet, you want about half a small onion chopped up, and I'm chopping up two small shallots here. Shallots are very nice because if you are eating your omelet for breakfast, shallots are mellow and they're an easy way to start the day. Onions, I can also handle garlic. It's a little hard to jump into the day with garlic, but that's just my bias. Just chopping these up in smallish chunks, but not going crazy. Yeah, omelets can have basically any kind of filling you throw at them. This one today is coming out to be a little bit fancy sounding because of all the shallots, and we're gonna use a little goat cheese, which is nice. And I actually have some tarragon hanging around. Omelets are a great way to use up some of the bits of herbs you might have hanging around in your fridge. So yeah, shallots, tarragon, goat cheese, it all sounds a little fancy. So we're starting at the very high end of posh omelet, but you can just have cheddar cheese and bacon, or bacon and tomatoes and cheese. The one garlicky omelet I do like is garlic and parsley chopped up really fine and then mixed with croutons and a little bit of cheese. That way you're cleverly having the toast inside your omelet. So if you happen to have croutons hanging around, that is a great way to use them. And one of these days, I'll tell you how to make croutons. Or come to think of it, the cookbook I have that's coming out in the fall, Effing Delicious, has a crouton recipe in it. So just finishing up these shallots. Yeah, this always happens. Chopped up a little bit more than I needed to. Part of the trick of making a good omelet is not overfilling it, which I have a very hard time with. The other thing I'm going to chop up is just using one little mushroom. I just brushed the dirt off it with my thumb. I think that's sanitary. It's getting cooked. It's fine. Chopping that into biggish chunks. They'll shrink down a lot in the pan, so you don't have to chop them too fine. And then my asparagus, which is honestly just sort of an asparagus end. I didn't even have the tip on this one. And I'm cutting that into kind of thin rings. Okay, those are all chopped up. Get the pan going. And I'm using the exact same pan I'm using for my omelet to do the filling, just so I don't get more things dirty. And I'm gonna put about a teaspoon of butter in there. Heat up and melt. And while I'm letting that happen, I'm going to get together my watercress for my salad. And I have some watercress here. I'm just putting it in my salad spinner, checking on the butter. It's just about melted. Yeah, it's fine. I'm gonna scrape the shallots into it first and give them a little head start. I've got the heat on medium high, so I kind of want to get that moving along. All right, watercress, I'm gonna rinse. Something about watercress and all the really flavorful greens, they attract sand like crazy. So you wanna give them a couple really good rinses. Put them in a big bowl full of water, shake them around, drain off the water, do it again. You can't just hold them under the tap and rinse. And you could also be using arugula. The salad we're going to make is very, very simple. It's just the greens and olive oil and lemon juice. So you could also use arugula. You could use sweet dandelion greens if you're feeling very strong. Dandelion greens are a little crazy even for me, for just a salad. Shaking my shallots around in the pan. Now I'm gonna put the mushrooms in and the asparagus. I'm gonna turn the heat down to medium low just so they can cook through. I'm gonna add a teeny bit more butter. I was a little skimpy with the butter. What was I thinking? That probably is the deep down dirty secret about good omelets, is pretty much everything that touches the eggs has butter on it in some form. And while I'm thinking about it, I'll put a teeny pinch of salt on my filling, really just a pinch, because the cheese is going to be salty, and I'm going to put a little salt in the eggs as well. All right, that watercress is all rinsed. Where's my salad spinner lid? Ooh, give it a spin. Okay, that looks good. My filling sounds very, whoa, crackly, and one of my asparagus rings is escaping. Come back. Back in the pan. That's what I get for not using a spoon. I'm just sort of jostling things around. After using cast iron all the time, I gotta say, the little nonstick skillet is so lightweight, things just end up jumping out of it because I don't know my own strength. I'm gonna turn the heat down on that even lower, so I can leave it alone for a second, because I do have a little bit of tarragon around here. I'm gonna rinse and have at the ready. It doesn't need to be cooked. I'm just gonna throw that in with the filling. Tarragon is so great. I don't buy it that often because, well, I guess I don't use it a lot, so I don't think it's versatile. And then I end up with this huge bunch of it. It's the kind of thing that if you have an herb garden, you should grow, because you only ever use a little tiny bit at a time, and buying a huge bunch of it always, some of it always gets wasted, with me anyway. So I'm just rinsing off a little sprig, and I'm going to put that here in a bowl. I'm just pulling off the leaves and sort of tearing them up. They don't need to be minced up delicately with a knife or anything. And my filling there is sizzling happily. Ideally, to be really in the spirit of, excuse me, a good omelet, I would be using leftover asparagus from dinner the night before and wouldn't even have to cook them through. That's the kind of thinking you should have about an omelet. But it is springtime and I love asparagus, so I never have any leftover at dinner, so I may as well use them. All right, my shallots are kind of soft and translucent. My mushrooms have a nice bit of brown on them, and it looks like my asparagus have gotten basically tender in the middle. They don't need much heat. And I'm just sliding that hot filling off into a bowl and scraping out the pan very, very well. You want to scrape everything out of your pan. You don't want any little burnt bits in there, because then later the egg will stick to them and things look unappealing, maybe even taste nasty. All right, before I forget, I'm going to also get the cheese ready. So I have it by my side. Omelets require, again, a lot of mise en place. You want to have all your fillings, everything ready once you start the eggs, because the eggs only take, I don't know, we'll see, I guess, a minute on the outside, so you don't really have time, and you can't put the pan down at all, so you don't have time to turn away and fix anything you might need. So I'm just setting the cheese out on a plate. It's goat cheese, so I'm just crumbling it up a little bit with a fork. If you're using any firmer kind of cheese, like I said in the video, you want to grate it as fine as you possibly can, and then it will actually melt from the heat of the eggs. If you cut it in slices, it's just, you can cut it in super, super thin slices if you don't have a really good grater. I just use my microplane zester for it. If you don't have a really good grater, you can cut it in like really paper-thin slices, but ideally you want that nice, really fine, fluffy grate. Just getting the cheese off my hands there. I'll go ahead and dress the salad now, because I know that within about 3 or 4 more minutes I'm going to be eating, so it won't have time to wilt. It gets just a big handful of watercress in my salad bowl, and a little drizzle of olive oil. Don't need much at all. And whenever you're doing a dressing that is just olive oil and vinegar, olive oil and lemon juice, you want to put on the olive oil first, toss it around to coat everything, and then add add your acidic thing. If you do it the other way, the olive oil just sort of clumps up and will never get spread around. And I'm slicing open my lemon. I've got about half a lemon here. Easy way to squeeze half a lemon without getting the seeds is to put the half a lemon cut side down in your open palm and then reach up and squeeze, and then any seeds will get caught in your fingers as the juice goes through your fingers. That is not really tenable for a ton of lemon squeezing, but if you just have to do something quick, it works. Washing the lemon juice off my fingers there. And giving the salad a little tiny toss, I want a tiny little bit of salt. I'm not gonna put pepper on because the watercress is already very peppery and doesn't need any more. And okay, I think we're ready to roll with the omelet. Let me break up the eggs first. So, like I said in the video, I only ever make 2 egg omelets. I never would eat 3 eggs at a sitting. I'd find the 3 egg omelet a little gross, and when I do have one in a restaurant, there's always that last slog. You're like, why am I eating this? I really don't need it. It's not like I would go into a diner and separately order 3 fried eggs, 3 poached eggs. So 2 egg omelet it is. And the size of the pan then is quite crucial. If I made this in a larger pan, the eggs would get too thin. The coating of eggs would be way too thin, and I wouldn't be able to make it into something strong enough to hold any filling. Taking a fork, and I'm gonna whisk these 2 eggs up, putting a pinch of salt in there too. First, like I said, I'm just whisking with my fork enough to combine everything. To be honest, the omelet I made for the video was not quite as mixed up as it could have been because there were little white streaks you could see, which would totally get me fired from an omelet making job. Oh, it is ironic. I worked at a restaurant very briefly, and the chef asked me what I wanted to learn, and for some reason, perversely, I was like, well, I'm not all that interested in, like, making a perfect omelet, which is stupid. Everybody should know how to make a perfect omelet. I don't know what I was thinking. I was too good for omelets. When, I guess, maybe at home because I was eating so many omelets? I don't know. I still regret saying that because I'm sure there's plenty more I could learn about omelets, but here I am with a pretty functional one. I'm just turning on the heat under my pan, and I've got it turned up to high, and I'm putting in a little bit more than a teaspoon of butter to heat up and quick. At this point, if you're making toast, I would put that toast in the toaster. I have some pita bread, which I'm just gonna heat up on the burner right after I make the omelet, but if you're making toast, put it in now. Butter is foaming up, and you want the butter not to brown because otherwise it will leave sort of brown smear on the outside of your omelet, which is not so attractive. Not terrible, but it's also an indicator that the pan is maybe teensy bit too hot. So my butter has foamed up and just subsided. I've tilted the butter around in the pan to coat everything. You want to swing the butter around in the pan so it goes up the sides a little bit as well, so your eggs are going to have a full bath of butter. Make sure, actually I had the heat on medium high. I'm cranking it all the way to high now. Give my eggs a couple more mixes. You really don't have to mix them for long at all. There is a whole different kind of omelet that involves like beating them until they're like super fluffy and ribbony, and you end up with a very, very different texture, which I don't think is actually all that interesting or worth the 2 minutes of beating. So I'm pouring my eggs in. You hear them sizzle just a little bit. And while that's setting up on the bottom of the pan, I'm gonna rinse the egg out of my bowl right away, because nothing is harder to clean off than dried on egg. Now I'm back at the burner here. Oh, it looks like my butter did get a little bit brown anyway. Oh well. And I'm just starting to jiggle the pan, and you can do that. Basically, you don't even need to use a spatula. If you stick with the jiggling, you can make a whole omelet like that. And if you just keep jiggling, the omelet will actually kind of naturally curl up on itself, which can go terribly wrong and you end up with this weird wad of egg, but if you want to experiment with it, it's kind of fun. Now I'm taking my spatula and I'm sort of scraping little tiny holes in the bottom and then tilting the pan to fill those holes. You could also lift up the edge of the omelet and let the liquid egg run around the bottom. That is Peter's favorite school of omelet making. So there are some various techniques You just don't want to stir and stir and stir like you're making scrambled eggs. There's a little bit of runny egg left on the surface there, and that's when you want to take it off. It might take you a little bit of practice to not go past that stage, because seeing a lot of uncooked egg like that, we're not really trained to think is wise, but it's fine. I mean, that's what you're buying the nice, expensive farm fresh eggs for. Putting in my cheese, and you put that in perpendicular to the handle down the middle. And then you always want to put the cheese on first so it has contact with the hot egg. And then I'm putting in my filling, the mushrooms, the shallots, the tarragon. Ooh, I think I may have put in too much filling. This is always what happens. That's why making only one omelet is hard. Two omelets is the max you can do. Just rinsed out my bowl there. Unless you want to turn yourself into like an all-day omelet factory for everybody, that's fine. But as a dinner, you can really only, with the timing, you can only get maybe two people served while they're still hot. All right, that's done. I'm gonna fold that out onto a plate, which is always the nerve-wracking part. I've tipped up the first third of the omelet, the third that's closest to the handle. I've tipped that over itself, and then just sliding that onto the plate. Oop, that didn't quite work. No one has to know that the filling is sort of glooped down onto the plate. All right, that's good. Like I said, I'm going to do a little pita bread right now, and I've got it straight from the freezer, and I'm just running a little bit of water on it. And if you have a gas grill, you can just plop it directly on the hot gas flame, and you usually let it sit there for a few seconds before I start flipping it around. Ooh. Yeah, unfortunately this does not work with an electric stove, but you can also stick pita in the toaster, of course. I keep all my bread in the freezer, because refrigerated bread gets this sort of nasty, squishy, dense texture. But if you put it in the freezer and stick it directly on a heating element, then all that frozen moisture expands, and it's like this instant steam treatment on your bread that makes everything fluffy again. All right, I think my pita's nicely heated up. Turn off the burner. I'm gonna put my last little slick of butter here in my butter wrapper on top of my pita bread, because I'll probably have a little bit of honey on part of that as my dessert. And I'll put my salad on the side, and we're done. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy your dinner omelet. There's no shame. In fact, it is one of the more elegant and lovely dinners. Have a little glass of white wine on the side, and you'll be very, very happy. So thanks for listening to Cooking in Real Time, and check out the website, cookinginrealtime.com. All the info, the recipes, and so forth are there. And be in touch. Let me know if you have any suggestions for dinners you'd like me to try out or anything you'd like me to explain. Thanks for listening.